Live.
This is the captain's log. We're right in action.
We're
look.
Live. Look at this. Look.
We're recording.
Look.
That's how we do it,
look,
baby.
Look at this. This is like, I feel like Mueller, whatever his name is.
Or, look, we have our intern in the back. This is her first live stream with us on the captain's log. This is our podcast, Bob. We're live right now.
We're live right now. We just left the freak show. We're headed to the Big Mama.
Yes.
And this is...
I'm going to wear my sunglasses. It's a very odd day. I don't have my sunglasses.
Off the Hook Comedy
Maybe
Club.
Maybe I can find them.
Tonight through Sunday, you come over to Captain Brian's and...
Here we go.
Yeah.
Bob Marley, comedy in the house.
Yes.
Listen, so you're from Maine.
Yes.
And I'm from Boston.
Yes.
But I've been gone for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking today when I was taking a shower, by the way, at like 4:30 in the morning, because I got to pick you up so damn early.
Yeah.
For all this press that you got to do because you're so famous.
Yep.
You know, so I got to take you around to all these places.
I showered too.
You did?
Yep. I got up. I had to get up at like 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
So wait, before I introduce what we're going to do, because this is a really strategic game we're going to play.
Okay.
And I know you're going to be good at it.
Okay.
But I have to give my best shot. All right.
Marissa,
this is your first ride along. Look at my camera guy. Who's doing the camera? The lighting's terrible right now.
Is that it, Caroline?
Terrible lighting.
Under the light.
I thought I'd bring Marissa.
Is that Jesus?
My new intern. I thought she would do something, but
I feel the light.
She just has to laugh.
I'm feeling healed. Captain Brian has healed me.
So the game that I want to play, once we get into some light where we can actually see each other, we don't look like ghosts.
Yeah.
I thought that since you're from Maine and I'm from Boston.
Yep.
We could have a little battle on who could say the most Boston phrases.
Okay.
What do you think?
All right. Battle me up.
All right. So.
Do it, dude. When does it begin?
It's going to start right now. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
Right friggin' now, kid? It's starting right now?
Yeah.
It's going to start right now, kid?
Yeah, in Boston. I'm going to go to Lonnie Kai. I'm going to go watch some comedy at Nick's down in Saugus, Mass.
Dude, you've been away 20 years. You sound like that's like a weird Boston accent.
I just came up with it. Why did I try to make a Boston accent when I have one?
And you raised your voice up a little bit. You go, "Lonnie Kai." You turned Chinese.
It was not Boston?
No.
I don't know what I'm doing. All right, let me try again. Let me try again.
Turned Chinese.
I'm going to go to Harvard and park the car. We're going to have some corn stalks for the Halloween. For Halloween.
That's not bad.
What is it?
That's not bad.
Let me hear yours.
Wow, dude.
You gotta go,
buddy.
You can't
fight it. You just gotta roll with it. You don't.
Let me hear. For the Pats?
You don't want to be...
The Pats, buddy?
Well, Tom Brady, I mean...
Forget about it. Tom Brady, right? Wicked.
Greatest guy ever. Like, I mean, he's got nobody to throw to this year is what the problem is. Tom Brady has nobody to throw to, but Josh Gordon is there, and Gronkowski will be remained undouble teamed at some point. Julian Edelman will be there.
The whole
thing is going to blow up huge.
Yeah?
South Florida, you guys don't understand. People always look at us and say, why do you love the Patriots so much? Look at me. Look at this. Do you understand? I'm only 18 years old. This is what New England does to you.
In the snow?
We don't have anything. Look at Captain Brian. He moved here 20 years ago. He's 15 years older than me, and he looks way better. It's like sunshine. Like, I have 2 toenails left.
Yeah.
I have milky white legs.
But you water ski.
Yes, I do. I water ski, but that's, you know.
Is it?
I'm a mess.
In Maine, you have all the lakes, so you go up there and you water ski. That's like the thing to do, right?
Yeah, you can't water ski in Boston.
No.
So my wife and I'll give you a perfect Boston story. My wife and I went to see Jimmy Buffet at Fenway Park.
Yeah, Buffet, that's the key. That's right? The name.
We get down there, and my wife goes, Bob, I really want to go to the cupcake store over on Boylston.
Yeah.
And there's a cupcake store where the marathon finishes. It's called Georgetown Cupcakes, and I seen it on TV, and we're doing it.
Okay.
And I'm like, we have cupcakes at Shaw's Grocery Store. You can buy, for $2, you can get 75 cupcakes in a plastic container.
Right.
I don't want to do that. These are wicked good cupcakes. They're like $9 a piece. So we go over there.
Yeah.
The line is 70 people to get in to the cupcake
store. To the cupcake store.
Yeah. We're standing in line.
Are they free?
Nope. We're standing in line. A guy that is dressing out probably 374 pounds walks in and cuts the whole line. Now, you could probably get away with that in Maine, where I'm from, because people are unbelievably nice.
Yeah.
If you cut the line in Maine, people might be like, well...
He's starving.
Well, he might have diabetes.
Yes.
Yeah. He could be double parked, and I don't want him to get a ticket. So I'm just going to let him do it. But you cannot get away with it in Boston.
Right.
The guy cuts the line, and the guy behind me goes, "Hey, fat boy, the line's back here." And the guy goes, "What?" He goes, "You don't need another cupcake, Tubbs. Take the day off." And then the big guy said this. He goes, "Well, what?" And he goes, "Well," and here's the deal with people from Boston. They'll get forensic in their explanation of what they're going to do to you.
Yeah.
He goes, "Oh, what? Did you just say, oh, what?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "What?" He goes, "You see that third red velvet cupcake from the top? The one with the cream cheese dripping over here a little bit?"
He was very specific.
"I'm going to take that third one. I'm going to take the little paper wrapper off of it. And I'm going to shove it up your fart locker sideways. Then I'm going to twist it around. I'm going to twist a red velvet cupcake into your behind." That's basically
what he told the big guy?
Yep.
What'd the big guy do?
The big guy, he left.
He left the line.
He goes, "Whatever. Whatever."
Because he might have thought the guy was serious because he built it up.
Yeah, he goes, "This is not worth it." And then he just left. That was it. But that's a perfect Boston story.
Yeah.
Like, that's the type of stuff that happens in Boston. Like, we went to see a Bruins game this year. Like, if you go to a hockey game here in Florida,
right,
it's civil.
It is.
You can get a ticket to see the, what are they, the Predators?
The Tampa Bay Lightning.
Not the Lightning, but the other team, the Panthers.
Wait. Oh, the Panthers, yeah.
You can get a ticket for like $4 or $5. Probably.
I don't know, but probably.
We went to a playoff game in Boston. I got tickets from a man on the street for $14,000.
Yeah.
For the family.
Well, the Bruins.
Yeah. We're five rows from the top. Yeah. Which I don't know.
Nosebleed.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever been five rows from the top of the Boston Garden, but you have to walk by everybody. The first, like, 20 rows are, like, people with alligator sweaters on.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, "Oh, I hope Chip has got the boat in, yeah." You know, by the time we get to our seats, five rows from the top, yeah, it's like the bar in Star Wars.
Yeah, it's like the bleachers in Fenway Park.
There's a guy sitting, like, three seats over. He had no ears.
None.
And his wife had a hairy chest. And I'm not even being a dick.
You can't be a dick if you talk about it. If you mention his name, then you might be a dick.
And my wife's like, "Bob," she's whispering, Bob, "I think I know that guy." I'm like, "Well, why are you whispering? He has no ears." She goes, "I think I saw him in Faneuil Hall today shopping. What do you think he was doing?"
He was shopping.
I thought, "He probably wasn't shopping for sunglasses." But it's a violent, violent, angry town.
It is.
Boston. A lot of nice people, too. But, you know, it's not like this. Look at where we are right now. This is, you know, Florida. It's always warm. Everybody's annoying. You know.
We are. It's very relaxing here.
Yeah.
You can't go back, though. Once you get to Florida,
yeah,
and you plant your root, you can't go.
Why would you? It's miserable back there. It snows. You know, you shovel all day long. Your third vertebrae is falling out of your ass. You know, it's a miserable existence.
It is.
You know?
It is.
And all your family members are there. That, you know, all my Irish Catholic relatives that smoke nonstop.
How many people do you have that are going to come down from Maine to the shows? Because you usually have some people, right?
Oh, yeah.
You have like a list, and you're like, you sent me a list of names.
Maine people, Boston people, or New Hampshire people. It's funny because when I go on the road, people will come to the shows.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, they'll just yell at you after the show. They'll be like, Bob. And I go, "Yes, how you doing?" "I'm from New Hampshire." I'm like, "Okay. What do you want me to do? You want me to
she's
call?"
She's in Maine right now, Alicia. She lives in Marco Island, and now she's in Maine. So look at that. That's
but
great.
They'll just tell you that out of nowhere. Like, "I'm from New Hampshire." I'm like, "Okay, you want me to call the press?" So, like,
no, I get the same thing. You're like, "Oh, my God, you're from Boston?" They'll say, "I'm from Maine."
Yeah.
And I'm like, amazing.
Yeah.
No, that's great.
I always say, "Well, where are you from in New Hampshire?" They'll be like, "I'm from Seabrook." And I'm like, "That's awesome." And then they're like, "Oh, yeah." And then that's usually where the conversation ends. I don't know what to say.
They do that all the time, though. "I can't believe you're from Boston. Oh, my God. I grew up in New Hampshire." And I'm like, "Really?"
"I can't believe you're from Boston. I'm from Canada."
Right.
"It's right up that way." But anyway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's going to be fun, though. It's always a blast. And
we just left Scott and Mel, right? And now he wants to bust your chops. You can't call me in the middle of my live stream.
The Dolphins look good, and they play the Pats this weekend, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
The whole stadium is New England fans.
Hey, listen, Dolphin fans, I know they're off to a great start, and I'm happy for you. I really am. But keep in mind, you're coming into a little bit of tough territory here now. Because the first 3 weeks you were playing like the blind school or whoever, but it's going to get a little more difficult. And,
yeah.
You know, the Patriots are going to come. They'll come together. We'll see what happens.
What do you think their final record's going to be for the season?
Oh, they'll go at least 9 or 10 and 6 or 7, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will they make the playoffs?
Of course. Yes.
They're going to make the playoffs.
Yes. They'll make the playoffs. And my friend said, he goes, dude, Tom Brady's washed up. He's done. I'm like, really? We went to the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how can he be washed up?
There's an accident over here. Accident in front of us on the captain's log here.
Imagine that. There's an accident while we're trying to film a TV show driving down the road.
What's wrong with these people? Don't they know?
Yep.
What is it? Is it an accident? Oh, yeah.
Oh, a fender bender.
Oh, yeah, right. Rear-ended. Yep. Rear-ended, Bob.
He got hit hard.
Hard.
He's down, dude. Hit hard. Took him out
hard.
He
rear-ended him. My God.
Yeah. Oh, Marissa just had to park the car.
She did. She had to park in Harvard.
Yeah, in Harvard.
Harvard,
dude.
I can't do. You heard my mother, right? Mm. She's 22 years down
there.
Here
it is, right there, though. My mother.
22 years, yeah. And she still sounds
Boston
like she never left.
Yeah, you can't. You still have it.
Only when I talk to you.
Right, comes out.
Yeah, I don't want it to come
Mine
out.
Mine comes out more on stage, too. I don't know why.
Really?
It just does, yeah.
Look at, I don't want that person to call me right now. Decline.
Yeah, people try to call you.
Danielle, how are you? Scott Fish.
Scott Fish.
Saying hi to Marissa. What's happening?
Hey.
What's happening?
Hi.
Listen, so this is the captain's
log. Fender, Bender.
This is now a podcast, too. You're going to be on all kinds of stuff. On the Stitcher.
I'm excited.
On the iTunes.
I was talking about this earlier. This is Captain Brian's other device. He's like, hold on to this.
I have a lot of devices now. And I got to get a drone. Now I'm getting a drone.
Everyone's like, how are the Russians tapping into our society? Right? It's Captain Brian. He's Russian.
This is HD quality. This is the Zoom 6. This is the newest thing, the H6.
Yeah.
You got to record HD quality. You know
Danielle says she has a New York accent when she gets pissed. Yes.
It comes out, Danielle. I hear you.
It does.
I hear you. Bob's bringing it out of me right now.
It definitely comes out. Yeah.
What's your favorite part about New England?
I like the seasons. I like the change.
Yeah.
I sound like Art Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. No, I do. You know, it's not just the same thing every day.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Why, you think it's the same here every day? So that's what you're saying?
There's no I live in Maine. There's no traffic. There's no crime. There's no life. It's very peaceful. There's no jobs.
No. no excitement.
There's really nothing. But yeah, I do. I like the change. I don't mind the snow a little bit, but I don't want to be down here. I don't want to be one of those New England people who be like, we're headed to Florida. Stan and I go to Florida every year, and we just love it. We go down there. We were talking about this earlier, but they make it sound like they're multimillionaires. It's like, no, you're in a double wide in Ocala somewhere, you know. We go down, and they make it sound like they're P. Diddy living on, you know, in Marco Island or something.
Yeah.
We head down. They give you their whole itinerary, their whole dossier. We usually head down after Thanksgiving. And then we'll stay until, like, I don't know, April or May, depending how we feel.
Right,
it doesn't matter. Oh, it's so open-ended.
But they get so pissed when they get back, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're pissed the whole time, talking about how good it was.
Oh, it's so cold.
But why do you go back?
Oh, they come to my house at Thanksgiving, and they complain, like, Bobby, is the heat on? I'm like, no. The heat's not on. We don't turn it on until Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
And my uncle's
what do you keep the house at? In Maine.
In the winter?
Yeah.
Like 60?
Get out of here.
62?
62? What, are you trying to not stop bacteria from growing?
Dude, 62.
What are you doing? That's like a hospital.
62, dude. Yeah.
That's freezing.
That's fine. You got to keep it.
I go 72 in the winter.
In Florida?
Yeah. And I go 70
the rest of the time. Oh, my God, dude. You're soft. Captain Brian went soft.
I did. I can't stand being cold now.
72 in Florida.
Yeah.
Holy God.
So what are you doing at 60 degrees? You hanging meat in the kitchen?
Yes.
What are you, aging beef? What are you doing?
It costs like 10 grand a year to heat a house up there.
I don't care.
You know, like I have wood. We cut wood. We have.
Wait, do you use a wood burning
No, but we have
heater?
A fireplace.
That would have been good for the story if someone still uses one of those.
We have one at camp.
Really?
Woodstove heats the whole place.
What's a camp like?
Camp is a lake, is a structure next to a body of water. It's not a lake house. It's not a cottage. People say that we have a cottage on the lake. No, you don't.
You have a camp.
This is not Hansel and Gretel, you weirdo.
Yeah.
It's a camp. It's a structure next to a body of water.
And does it have to be next to a body of water?
Yeah, camp. Up to camp. We go up to camp.
Yeah.
We have a wood stove up there.
Do you ever go down to camp?
No, you can't go down or through or over to camp. You only go up to camp.
Up to camp.
Yes.
And then what's in the camp? Does it have bedrooms?
Yeah, there's bedrooms. There's no ceilings.
There's no ceiling.
No, they just put plywood walls up and no ceilings. My uncle's up there this summer. He married his fourth wife and she has three teeth. I'm not trying to be a dink. Fourth wife, three teeth, and I don't want to.
He has more wives than teeth.
Yes, yes, yes. I don't want to hear the intimacies of that relationship at 3 a.m, but I did.
Here's something you don't see. I know you don't see this everywhere.
Yeah.
Read this truck, right here.
This says Southern Trappers nuisance wildlife removal.
That guy gets alligators. That's what he does. He catches gators. You don't see that every day, do you? On the captain's log.
Gator catcher.
On the captain's log, you see that. Sorry, guys, I can't show you. I'm driving.
So anyway, I'm at the camp, and my uncle's in the room with his bride, and there's no ceilings.
I don't understand. They call it a camp. It's just walls. It's not a camp.
They put the walls up, and then they don't put ceilings in because it's just like, you know, open.
What do you put over it?
Anybody from New England watching this can verify.
That's not true.
Vouch for me.
I want to see a picture of a camp.
Yeah.
Why don't you have a tent? A tent at least has a roof.
No. But anyway.
He said no.
I'm sleeping, and from over the wall, all I'm hearing is, yeah, yeah, yeah. But she has three teeth, so when she got excited, her teeth are like clicking like a Morse code clicker. She goes, and then she went.
Get out of here.
Dude, look at this. Look, wood smoke
camping resort. Guess what those have? Roofs.
And people live in those.
Those have roofs on them.
Do they live down there all year round in these?
Yeah. Well, a lot. Some people do.
You got to be out of your mind if you're living in a camper year round.
Well, what are you doing with a camp with no roof? I don't understand.
And no ceiling.
When it rains.
Has a roof, but there's no ceiling in the bedroom.
Oh, so I got you. So you can see right to the rafters.
Yeah.
That's what you got me on.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it has a roof. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it has not a roof, walls. No ceiling.
Now, that would be weird.
That would be really weird.
Going by Walmart right now, dude.
Yeah, that's a super Walmart.
I love the guy that mans the door at Walmart on the way out. He's a firecracker.
He is.
He's always sitting there, you know, saying shopping Walmart.
I feel bad. I'm happy that they give them jobs, though.
Coming to Walmart and Walmart.
I like that they give them jobs. Where else are they going to do
them?
It's always the same kind of person. It's a very old, retired person.
Every time you walk by, it goes beep, 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 beep. Right? And the guy goes, go ahead and go.
Yeah.
You could tell him, no,
the
I
more
just,
beeps, yeah, the
you
better.
Could, you could tell him, right. I stole all this stuff. Yeah, go.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and go. Go.
All right, we're pulling into 1039. We got Big Mom and the Wild Bunch, and then Jeff Zito. This car behind me, I hope, has better brakes than me because we're a little...
Big Mom and the Wild
Big
Bunch?
Big Mama.
That's nice.
Yeah, and Babs and Mel. Wild Mel and Babs. That's who it is.
We're coming for you, Big Mama.
So we're going on. Matt Joey, what's up, buddy? Great local musician. Giving you a little shout-out. Danielle Gordon, what's happening? All right, so listen. This is the Captain's Log. This is Bob Marley. If you guys think that you've seen funny comedy, you're wrong if you haven't seen Bob's show because he's at Off the Hook this weekend tonight, which is Thursday, mm-hmm. and that's all the way through Sunday, buddy.
Yep, all the way through Sunday. One show tonight, two shows tomorrow, two shows Saturday because Captain Brian works me like a rented mule.
I have to. I have to get my money's worth.
Yep, you got to get it in
you
and out.
You know what I'm saying?
And then one show Sunday, the dismount.
And this is my intern, Marissa. It's her first day. We're still not sure we're going to keep her, though.
Oh, dude, she's doing a great
job. She's doing all right?
She's a nice girl.
We have a while. I mean, I told her after 10 o'clock I'll make the final.
Oh, dude.
And her grades are in my hand.
She's in.
If she works hard, she'll get like a BC. If she works really hard, she might get an A. But so far, she's like working D level. So she's getting there.
Dude.
She's gonna get there.
I'll vouch for her.
All right, guys. Well,
I'm so loved. I'm like,
I'm in Florida.
And you're way tall.
I'm in Florida, and I'm sitting low in the truck.
We're done, guys. The captain's log today. We will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow, Jeff Zito, he's got his new Hellbound podcast, and he's also the host of 96K-Rock, Jeff Zito Show. We're going to be there live tomorrow. And I'm going to bring Marissa along with us. She might make it another day. Later.